You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class, getting ready to set sail on a Friday here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here on this January the 15th. Scott Unash from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes to join us coming up here in a couple of minutes. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluner will stop by, and we will talk with her in about 25 minutes or so. Iowa getting ready to resume after the long winning streak at home was snapped by Ohio State a couple days ago. We'll talk Iowa women's basketball coming up with the head hawk here in just a little bit. Lots to do on the program today. We're going to talk about the NFL divisional round of playoffs. Iowa wrestling getting underway tonight as they host Nebraska in a top 10 tussle at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and a whole lot more. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Always good to hear from you out there. That is the phone line as well. Same digits out there at 319-366-1600. Here on was a snowy Thursday into Friday around eastern Iowa. Some wet, slushy snow. Not a whole lot. Definitely better situation here than what happened over in the central and north central part of the state, where they had some blizzard-like conditions out there, and hopefully those folks are doing okay. I know some of those people take in the program both on the podcast and live, and we wish them all the best over there today as they make it through their Friday. Good afternoon, Mark. How you doing today?
Doing well. Good afternoon, guys, and very much looking forward to primetime golf, primetime wrestling, and the weekend in the National Football League. There's no question.
Yeah, Iowa and Nebraska will go off at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. And as you mentioned, some golf going on as well. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson does not tee off for a little bit yet. So obviously no reports throughout our program as far as what Zach is going to do, but he's got a little bit of his work cut out for him. He already knows that as he steps to the tee today.
Yeah, I think he knew that when he finished his first round in plus 171 yesterday. Not what you want to get started in this tournament, where scores will be low, maybe not as low as last week, but Zach doesn't tee off till 4:50 Iowa time, and he has his work cut out for him to make the cut.
Yeah, and right now the cut sits at minus two. Zach sits at plus one. Zach's good friend Stuart Sink among those tied for the lead, with Joaquin Neiman, who lost in a playoff last week, Pat Kazire, and Siwoo Kim, all at minus nine at Wiley. Stuart Sink is a heck of a story. As we talked about with Zach a week ago today, by the way, if you did not catch that podcast and want to hear it, you can go to kgymradio.com. You can also go to the Apple or Spotify and take that in. All of our podcasts are available right there, and we encourage you to go back and check them out. But yeah, Zach will need a good day today. At least probably three or four under par is probably what I'm thinking he's going to have to do to make the weekend.
Yeah, I think so, too. And with more than half the field not even started play in the second round, that could go up. There's no question about it, even to three or four under par. So Zach's just got to hope take care of business in his little world and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, and hopefully that will be the case. Good news today as well for a Cedar Rapids native and friend of the show. Going to have to talk with him here coming up. But our friend Joey Gase got some good news today, as he is going to be returning to Rick Ware Racing coming up for the 2021 NASCAR season, which will, of course, get underway about a month from now, and a little less than a month from now on Valentine's Sunday, as the Great American Race, the Daytona 500, will get underway. And Joey's got a ride for 2021. So that's really good news out there, and good for him.
That is exciting. And when you're one of three, four dozen Cup racers, 42 or 3, whatever it may be. That's pretty special. That's a select group. That's an elite group. Of course, Landon Castle was on the circuit for quite a few years. I'm not sure what his future holds, but as far as Joey Gase, he'll be at Daytona here in a short period of time.
A month. Yeah. 1 month. It's a very short season as far, off season, I should say, as far as NASCAR is concerned. But that's great news as far as Joey is concerned. 319-366-1600. We mentioned Iowa wrestling getting ready to go off tonight as the Hawkeyes and the Nebraska Cornhuskers will tangle at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And we, in case you missed it, we did talk to Mark Ironside to preview the meet on Wednesday. You can revisit that podcast at the spots that I told you about just a moment ago. And it's Nebraska is a consensus top 10. Iowa, of course, pretty much number one across the board. It will be very interesting to see how this all plays out because you've got a lot of and/ors, but Mark told us that a lot of those are just basically, safety nets, if you will. If somebody does come down with sickness or with the God forbid, but COVID or anything like that. It does mean that we're going to see a lot of preliminary matches, in case you missed it. Those are going to go off at 6 o'clock tonight before the actual duel starts. They will not be televised, but Mark said he's going to be down there because he wants to take a look at these guys because he hasn't been able to get into the room all year. But I think they're going to be the media assembled. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be keeping their eyes on some of these Hawkeyes that are going to be the future that are not necessarily in the lineup tonight and see how they look.
Yeah, I'd like to see those as well because that second team for Iowa would beat a lot of college wrestling teams in the country. And I'm sure we'll get some results there. But the varsity match itself, Mark Ironside highlighted 2, 3, 4 really big matchups. And I'm really anticipating not only seeing Spencer Lee, who Coach Tom Brand said he may be better than ever, and that's scary. But Jaden Eierman, the transfer from Missouri who sat out last year, did well in the senior nationals. And he's a crowd pleaser, but there's not going to be much of a crowd.
Is this, of all the sports, and maybe it's just an Iowa thing, maybe it's a Big Ten thing, maybe it's a regional thing. This is going to be the one I think that is going to be the eeriest, is going to be watching and taking in a wrestling meet without any fans, because fans are an integral part of a wrestling meet. They get people jacked up, and, you know, if you've been to Carver Hawkeye Arena with 14,000 to 15,000 people, that'll make the hairs on the back of your neck stand on end.
Yeah, so many times that I've been in Carver Hawkeye Arena for a wrestling meet that, there's a lot more theater now, a lot of music and dimming the lights and whatnot. But when the actual wrestling is taking place, 12, 13, 14,000 people just erupting when there's a pin or a brilliant move on the part of the Iowa Hawkeyes, it shakes you to the bone. And it's definitely, excuse me, an Iowa thing, but it's true other places as well, but definitely in Iowa.
Yeah, it is. 319-366-1600. A lot of people are going to be missing being at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Our friend across the glass, one of those. He's very sad. Buttons is very sad because he is a ticket holder. He will not be able to see wrestling this year. He was sad about it Wednesday. He was sad about it Thursday. I think are you sadder today? He's the saddest today that he's not going to be able to see the wrestling.
Well, a lot of other people sympathize with Buttons, that's for sure. That would have been in the arena tonight. And, you know, he's just going to have to get over it, Buttons. Come on, boy.
Yeah, pick it up, man. It's going to be interesting to hear. In all the other sports,
Didn't give me a hand signal, did he?
No, he did not. He's fine. He's so depressed that he's not even really, acknowledging at this present time. We've heard the players basically mic'd up and the the audio going out because a bad word was said or a bad word was uttered or whatever the case may be in football. You've heard it in every sport so far. That's another thing I'm going to be very interested to witness tonight. You're going to be able to hear pretty much everything that is said. And as we talked about with Mark on Wednesday, there's not a lot of love lost between the Nebraska staff and the Iowa staff. And this is going to get very interesting, I think. If I do not envy the audio chief tonight for the broadcast on BTN.
I'm sure there's a delay, much like we have a delay on this program. But I love the rawness of miking up the coaches, and especially in a relatively empty arena. You are going to be here, able to hear a lot. You might even hear Mark Ironside in the background. I don't know. But we shall see about that. But the return of wrestling is very welcome, not only for our friend Kurt Gustafson, but many, many people.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Not sure. Sorry about that, Mark. I am not sure where that came from.
No worries, I'm all good.
All right, very good. Very good on that. We've got the NFL coming up this weekend, and four dandy divisional matchups. We've got them for you here on KGYM. 107.5 and 106.3 FM are your home for the NFL tomorrow, as it will be Green Bay and the Rams going at it in game number one. That will be at 3 o'clock, and that will be followed at about 7:15. I got it. I fixed it. Button's coming to the rescue. See, he's not so depressed that he you know, couldn't come in here and do that. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, second game. Buffalo and Baltimore tomorrow night from Rich Stadium in Buffalo. That should be fun as well. And then Sunday, we will have wall-to-wall coverage on all four of our frequencies for the Chiefs and the Browns starting things off. And that will be followed by the final game of the evening in the NFC. And why am I blanking out as far as who is playing in that game?
Tampa Bay and New Orleans.
Tampa Bay and New Orleans. How could I forget that? So, yeah, we've got all the games for you right here on KGYM. Love to hear what you had to say and what you are thinking as we get to the weekend. So I thought I had it, Buttons. I don't. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Adam the Mason on the text line. First time that the dump button is going to explode tonight for not our program, for collegiate wrestling this evening.
I think Mark is mindful of his surroundings, but he gets so wound up and excited that sometimes he can't help himself.
I'm not worried about Mark. I'm worried about...
No brands. Okay. Brands.
I am not even worried about that. I'm worried for the coaches. I'm worried, I'm just worried about everything tonight. If I'm down at Carver Hawkeye Arena on the television or radio side of things, trying to get this thing in without a whole lot of bad things being said.
That's one aspect that's going to be very interesting to watch and listen to tonight. That's no question about that. As far as the NFL goes, we asked you yesterday, our poll question, what you anticipate the AFC matchup to be next week. And it was unanimous, Chiefs and Bills. Today we ask you, what will the NFC title game feature next week? Obviously, four choices will be the Packers and the Buccaneers, the Packers and the Saints, the Rams and the Bucks, or the Rams and the Saints. Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Steve Anderson and his team doing outstanding work in that field since 2003.
There you go. 319-366-1600, 1527, letting us know their thoughts on bets over the weekend. Thank you very much. I will not divulge those to the general public because, I want to keep your secrecy there, 1527. So, but thank you for sharing with us. We do appreciate it. 319-366-1600. Do have a little bit of breaking news going down here as far as high school football is concerned, Mark. This coming from Liberty High School down in North Liberty in Iowa City, part of the Iowa City Community Schools, as they are just announcing that Coach Jeff Gordon is going to be stepping down as the head football coach. Of course, he's been there for 5 years, and the first part of that, of course, they were playing a JV schedule as Liberty came into being, but he was the first coach ever at Liberty, and he is going to step down and took the Bolts to the playoffs back in 2019 at 7-3. So, great guy Jeff Gordon is, and we wish him the best. And Liberty will be looking for a brand new football coach now.
Yeah, not sure what Jeff's future is, but you know how difficult it is, Scott, to start a program. It's one thing to go into a program and take it over for someone else, but to start a program, extremely difficult. And Jeff did a nice job, as you mentioned, the playoff appearance in 2019. I got to look at his team this year against Jefferson out at Kingston Stadium, and just did a real nice job at that program.
Yeah, he did. So our best to Jeff, and I'm not sure he's I'm sure he'll be around, so we'll see him here and there. What do you think? We're going to talk to Lisa Bluder in about 10 minutes or so, but we got a little time before and after to talk about the NFL playoffs with you out there. What's going to be the closest game? What is the upset in your mind? You and I both got that right last week, Mark. We both said the Rams over the Seahawks last week. Have you been thinking about this? Have you come up with something in the back of your mind that's making you lean one way or the other for one of these underdogs coming up this weekend?
Well, I think I would lean towards Baltimore, although the outcome of that game, I wouldn't necessarily call it an upset. Buffalo is favored, but Baltimore is a very dangerous team. And if I had to lean to one, that would be it. As far as the Rams and Green Bay, I've said more than once, I love this Rams defense. And Jalen Ramsey on Davante Adams, if that transpires, that'd be a heck of a matchup. Aaron Rodgers just had a tremendous year. And whether an injured Jared Goff can match him or even be representative in this game, it comes down to that Rams offense, whether it can put some points on the board. And I'm not fooled by Cleveland's performance last week, nor Baker Mayfield's. I think Kansas City, with essentially 2 weeks off, rested starters.
About
and then
three,
had a bye.
Really?
Yeah. And then New Orleans and Tampa Bay, we know what New Orleans did to Tampa in the first two games, especially the second game, 38-3. But I do expect Tampa Bay to play a whole lot better in this game. Not sure it can beat the Saints, but if I had to point to one, it'd be Buffalo and Baltimore. And Scott, I'd ask you, should your Chiefs get by Cleveland, which team do you want to play or don't want to play between Baltimore and Buffalo?
You know, you get to the point of getting to a championship game and you gotta toe the line of, I really don't care. But if I had to choose, I would choose Buffalo, and it's nothing against the Bills, but the Chiefs went to Buffalo and beat them in prime time. This would be the first time that Buffalo has been to the championship game for these guys, a lot of these guys. I think the Chiefs match up better against Buffalo, and Lamar Jackson still scares me. If he gets hot.
Oh, no question. Josh Allen has had a heck of a year quarterback for Buffalo, though, too.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Different type of quarterback.
Different type of quarterback. A lot of this, you know, a lot of similarities, but I'm with you. I see Baltimore playing as well as they are playing right now. They've got, I think, the best shot. The Rams, I don't know if they have enough offense. I know the defense is going to keep the Rams in the game at Lambeau tomorrow. Is Jared Goff healthy enough to probably have to put up 24 points? Even as good as Aaron Rodgers has been this year against that Ram defense, you got to think the Packers, what, what's the outside number that the offense could get? I mean, I don't see them getting in the 30s, certainly. They could get 28, I think, unless there are turnovers and things like that, special teams blunders, et cetera. But I'm not sure if the Ram offense can put up 28. If the Rams are going to win this thing, this is going to be a big under, and it's going to have to be something like 20-17, 21-17, something like that.
Yeah, I think the running games are going to be crucial, especially in places like Green Bay and Buffalo and Kansas City, where the weather could be iffy. If you can run the football, Aaron Jones with Green Bay, you know, Nick Chubb, I mean, with Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland can run the football on Kansas City. That's going to be a much closer game than a lot of folks anticipate. So, and New Orleans has Kamara. He's brilliant. So it's going to be a fun day, fun weekend.
Yeah, it is. Sunday in Kansas City, partly sunny, 41. We sound like Dave Koch. Well, they got a chance of snow today going through there, but field is covered and everything is going to be fine. That is the Kansas City weather as far as Green Bay weather is concerned. Tomorrow, why they got this thing in knots? What is it with Wisconsin? Gus as high as 19 knots tomorrow, Mark. some rain and maybe some snow. That's overnight Saturday. Let's see, the chance of snow showers. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Why is it in knots? Come on.
I don't know. Wisconsin, somebody translate for me.
Come on, Wisconsin. You're killing me out there. We'll stop one more place. We'll go to Buffalo. Do you know knots? Do you know? He knows knots. We'll get Buttons in here and figure out knots and nautical stuff here. Knots, 22 miles per hour. Thank you. So it could be a little windy, maybe some snow showers in Green Bay. And as far as Buffalo is concerned, snow showers likely. How about that? But not too bad temperature-wise around the freezing mark. So not going to see any strange weather, it looks like, for the weekend.
Well, that would just make that much more fun. Sounds like the worst weather in Green Bay when you talk about winds of however many knots you said.
up to 19 knots.
that can play havoc with field position, field goal kicking, and a variety of different things. So be interesting to see.
Adam the Mason is helping us out today. He says, your useless explanation for the day, it's in knots due to its proximity to Lake Michigan. National Weather Service uses knots due to its proximity to Lake Michigan, which makes sense. Thank
Look
you, Adam.
Look up Chicago and Detroit to see if that's the same thing.
I know that's not. We'll talk. You got that? Not? All right. We're going to take a break, come back. Lisa Bluder is going to join us. We're going to talk some Iowa women's basketball, and we'll hit more about the NFL playoffs after that. Stay tuned. More of the Gym Class for a Friday coming your way right here on KGYM. Back after this.
The playoffs are the best time of the year, and there's no better way to enjoy the action than to bet it this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the divisional round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. Kansas City Chiefs fans, you think your team's going to win? That's right, 25-1 odds. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. And this is not the only reason to use FanDuel. They have an easy-to-use app. It's easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. And they feature fast withdrawals. When you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code COON so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Bergen KDV and KGYM encourage everyone to lift each other up.
I see our strength.
Commit to the corridor with Bergen KDV and use your money muscle for local lifting.
Cosmetic Solutions in Cedar Rapids helps you look and feel your very best with the latest treatments and services.
Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander in Iowa City bring your building and remodeling projects to life.
Bergen KDV, rooted in community.
I see our strength.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
We are back in the gym class here at KGYM. Our information on weather just keeps coming in. 93.59 lets us know that the ratio is 1.5078 miles per hour per knot mark. And then, of course, 3422 chiming in. Do the Brewers use knots for measuring pitch speed? Which could really throw people
it's
off.
It's like measuring a horse in hands. Just get the tape measure out. Give me feet and inches, and I'll be done with it.
There you go. There you go. As you just heard, our friends at Bergen KDV, they know the power of community, and that's why we are proud to partner with them to bring you ICR Strength. As part of ICR Strength, we're working together to recognize some of the outstanding businesses here in the corridor, and we encourage you to join us, and please support your local friends and neighbors here so we can let everyone see our strength. And we echo that sentiment. You can find more on our website at kgymradio.com. Very happy to talk once again with Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder joins us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coach, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How are you guys?
Not too bad. The shoveling was snow blowing and or shoveling wasn't too bad today, so we got through it.
It wasn't too much, but it was also pretty in the morning, I will say that.
Who does that at the Bluder household?
Oh, it's not me, I'll say that. I'm lucky.
Very good.
Lisa, it sounds like you've gotten over that really difficult loss to Ohio State, and I know you and the players took it hard. Tell us what's happened since that game ended.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not fun when you lose a game, and especially it was the manner that we lost the game. I mean, they are the 15th ranked team in the country. I mean, they're a good team. They're undefeated. But we had it won. That's what's frustrating is, you know, we really, you know, if we had just made a few more free throws like we normally do and a few less turnovers, I mean, one of those things, and we would have won that game. And that's what's so frustrating because it was really within our control and we really gave it to them. And that's what makes it so frustrating. But we did have a day off yesterday. We hadn't had one for a long, long time. And so it was good to have a day off for the players, and we got back in the gym today and had practice, and I thought it went really well. Just trying to get ready for a really tough week coming up with Purdue at home on Monday and then traveling to Maryland on Wednesday, playing there Thursday, and then traveling over to Rutgers and playing there on Sunday before we come home. So it's going to be a tough, grinding week for us.
Yeah, and, you know, not to harp on it too much or anything, but obviously the streak comes to an end, and we know in sports every streak comes to an end, but it's just so quick like that. But, boy, there have been some great moments during that long run at Carver Hawkeye Arena that I know you can look back, you and Jan and the rest of the staff, fondly and just smile about.
I mean, so many great wins. And that's, you know, honestly, we never really focused on that streak. I mean, it came up in conversation here and there, but it wasn't something we talked about before games or with our players or anything like that. You know, it was just kind of a fun recruiting fact for us. I mean, it was the second longest in the country, so it's kind of fun to talk about. But we still know that we've got a great environment at Carver, and it's even better when the fans are in here. And I really believe that if our fans are here, we would not have won or lost that game the other night.
Lisa, this is a very young basketball team. For folks out there that don't know, excuse me, only two seniors, and I'm curious how reality up to this point, the results have met expectations?
You know, I think when we came into this year, we thought, oh, wow, we are so young. This is crazy. You know, and you're young at the point guard with a freshman point guard and starting a sophomore at the off guard, and a sophomore really didn't play much at the small forward. Your junior center is the most experienced player on the floor. And so coming in this year, we kind of had expectations that we were really young, and then things are going pretty well. And then you got start drinking the Kool-Aid, right? And you start thinking, okay, we're a pretty good basketball team. But then the reality comes when we start making some young mistakes that we still have some growth to do.
Well, we've gone, 5 minutes, and we have not mentioned Caitlin Clark as of yet. So it's about time to do that. You knew what you had when you were recruiting her, and when she gave you the A-OK that she was going to be coming to Iowa. We've seen her at Dowling for the last handful of years. And to see her the first time out on the Carver Hawkeye Arena floor do what she has done over the past handful of years anyway, it had to make you smile, and it had to kind of take you back a little bit, because she's flat out special.
Yeah, she really is a special player. And, she's an amazing scorer, and she's one of the top scorers in the Big Ten, but she also leads the Big Ten in assists right now. So I think that's what makes her special, is that she has that ability to pass the ball. She has the ability to get to the free throw line. She's been there more than anybody on our team, and she's shooting 85% from the free throw line. She makes some tough shots, and I think that's one thing that we need to work on, is maybe not taking so many tough shots, waiting maybe till the end of the shot clock to take those tough shots, because I think her shooting percentage really can be better. She's shooting 37% from three-point range, which is very, very good. But I think of all the tough ones that she takes, I think take a few of those away and that percentage goes up even higher. So, it would definitely, I'm looking forward to the next 4 years. And it was a special day when she committed to us, because we knew what we had coming in.
Lisa, I wanted to ask you about Logan Cook, the junior out of Iowa City West. Of course, our friend Marv Cook's daughter. And watching that game against Ohio State, very quality minutes, and she seems to be growing by the day.
She is, and she got a lot of minutes in that game, especially because of Ohio State and how they are. I mean, their centers and power forwards are, 6'4", 6'5", but they're like guards. They shoot threes. They penetrate from outside. So for us, Sharon Goodman was really not – who's been our typical backup post, wasn't as good a matchup with Ohio State as your typical back-to-the-basket post like Purdue has coming in on Monday. So for us, it was better to go with Logan. Now, Logan's been getting more and more minutes every game this year, just about. But that game, we really had to look at, who could guard best, and the answer was Logan.
Talking with Lisa Bluder, Iowa women's basketball coach, here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We know about Caitlin, and you mentioned Sharon Goodman a little bit. I guess talk about the freshmen and how they've adjusted so far to life in Iowa City and playing basketball.
Well, I mean, Caitlin's made the easiest adjustment because she's on the floor the most, and she's had some, like USA basketball experiences that prepare you for this more than anything. Sharon Goodman has been our backup five for Monica. And she's gone in and done a very, very nice job for us. She's shooting the ball well. I mean, I'm just looking up her percentage. She's shooting 50% from the field, 83% from the free throw line, getting 3 rebounds a game. So she's doing a nice job for us. We've got also Lauren Jensen, who's, been playing minutes for us, some games more than others, but she's played in all 10 of our games and really, played about 13 minutes a game and, a very good three-point shooter. But, the speed of the game is still a little bit fast for her. The physical nature of the play of the game is still a little bit much for her. And then Shatia Wettering from Montezuma, kind of the same thing. They're having more typical freshman, years than, say, Caitlin. And sometimes that's hard as a freshman because you compare yourself to other freshmen. And that can be pretty disheartening at times, but it shouldn't be, because that is really what they're experiencing is a typical freshman year.
Lisa, you've had much success recruiting in Wisconsin. I don't have to go any further than Megan Gustafson, but you're getting great production out of McKenna Warnock, who was out of Marshall, Wisconsin. A little bit bigger than Port Wing, but still not very large. But she was probably easy to recruit because she was much decorated.
Well, you know, and Wisconsin really wanted her. So I felt it was very lucky to get her out of Wisconsin because she's from right outside of Madison. But we have had really good success, not only Megan Gustafson, but Sam Logic from Racine, Wisconsin, who was a first-round WNBA pick for us and, you know, our point guard and just a tremendous player. So, I mean, I like this feel of a terrific, you know, player coming out of Wisconsin, like McKenna, who was Miss Wisconsin basketball and coming here to Iowa. So, but McKenna's having just a tremendous year, rebounding the ball very well for us. In fact, she leads our team in rebounding at almost 9 per game, especially doing a really good job on the defensive boards for us. And boy, she can shoot the three, and she's our highest three-point shooter at 47%. So she can knock them down, and as a power forward, that really stretches out the defenses.
Yeah, it does. And you played an afternoon game against Ohio State. You've got another one. The next three, as a matter of fact, are all going to be mid-afternoon games. Are there any adjustments this year? It's the season of adjustments. Here's another adjustment for you, right?
Well, we better be used to it by now, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not too big of an adjustment. It's other than that, it's usually not on weekdays that we have afternoon games. Usually that's just on the weekends where we have afternoon games. But we certainly have had plenty of afternoon games in the past on weekends. So I don't think it's anything to adjust to, especially when they're not in school right now. I mean, every day seems like Groundhog Day and the same, you know, the same day, day after day. So it really doesn't matter to us.
Lisa, I want to give you an opportunity to talk to your fans because I know they're very important to you. What's your message to fans?
Well, our message is we can't wait to have you back in Carver. I mean, we miss you, and I really believe our win streak would have stayed intact had we had you in. It's just not the same playing in Carver without you. You know, just sharing that with you and then the environment that you bring to our game. So, boy, I cannot wait. You know, keep cheering us on. Keep staying in touch with this team. And, you know, bear with us as we go through some growing pains because it's going to be really fun in the next couple of years.
Yeah, very much so. And up next, Purdue comes to Iowa City on a Monday afternoon at 3:30. But it is on BTN. In fact, the next three games all on BTN. So that's good to see. What about this year's Purdue team?
Well, their record doesn't indicate that they're maybe as strong as they've been in the past. They're 5-4 overall, 2-3 in the conference. But, you know, one of their losses was to Northwestern, who we know is a good team. One of those losses was to Maryland, one of the top teams in our conference. And so, you know, we know that some of those losses have come at the hands of some pretty good teams. They actually have a very deep team. And one of their best players, who's been a starter for them since she was a freshman on campus, is now back in the lineup after having some ankle surgery. Carissa McLaughlin has been a long-distance three-point shooter, and she just moved back into the starting lineup after missing, you know, the first month of the season. So they have got some long-range three-point leaders or shooters, and they have some height, 6'4 inside and 6'6 off the bench at the center position.
Then after that, you head out east for back-to-back against Coach Freeze in Maryland and then Rutgers after that. And you guys are planning on staying out east, I believe that's the case?
Yeah, we are. And it's kind of strange. We're flying into Maryland on Inauguration Day. I don't know that that's, you know, the best time to go out there, but it will be over when we fly out into Washington, D.C. area. But, yeah, we do plan on staying out there. It's just such a long trip back and forth and a very costly trip. So just trying to be a little bit financial responsible here, and we'll stay out there. And the players are not in school right now anyway. The problem, you know, it's just too bad because normally on a year like this, we take them into, you know, see a Smithsonian, see the monuments, or go to New York City and see a Broadway show or something fun. And we're going to be basically staying in our hotel and eating box meals for about 4 or 5 days straight. And that's, you know, that just takes a little bit of the enjoyment out of it. But we at least we get to play.
True. True. And well, I know that you and the entire program, you've used that as far as recruiting is concerned, that you are going to go out and take a look at some of the things. You did that in New York City as well. And, you know, it helps and it expands the horizons of your ball team, too.
You know, it does. we like to incorporate things like that when we're on extended trips, just because it breaks it up a little bit. And, you know, I mean, why not learn a little something about history or share those experiences together? So we really think that's fun. And, you know, we'll see how things look on Friday after inauguration, if it's even possible for a bus tour of Washington, D.C., because I just think seeing those monuments is something special. But, you know, safety first. We're going to make sure that it's okay safety-wise before we take on anything like that.
Yep, and that's first and foremost, no doubt about that. And, Coach, look forward to the game coming up against Purdue and the road trip to Maryland and Rutgers. Always appreciate the time you take to talk with us, and best of luck to the Hawkeyes.
Hey, I thank you guys and appreciate your coverage of our team. Appreciate it. Go Hawks.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Lisa Bluder, the Iowa women's basketball coach, joining us here on the Gym Class on this Friday on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the divisional football playoffs and more on the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Experience the benefit of Blue with a Medicare supplement plan from Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. With our plans, you'll enjoy nationwide access to care, optional dental, vision, and hearing coverage, and more. Call 1-888-616-8927 or go online to wellmark.com/Medicare plans. You may even qualify for a special household discount. This is the benefit of Blue. Wellmark Blue Dental Product available to Iowa residents only. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics, at getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Back at 3:48, Gym Class here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. And our thanks to Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder for joining us as well. Always good to talk with her. A reminder that it's coming up later on. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And as part of the program, they will have at 5 o'clock Rob Howe on to talk a little Hawkeyes. And that is KGYM's Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire. They'll take that hour to talk about not only Hawkeye stuff with Rob, but also the weekend's big local and national events. It is brought to you by Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. And you can find out more at kgymradio.com. Go there for more details. 319-366-1600. Text line available to you as we take you into the final 10 minutes or so on this Friday. Always good to catch up with Lisa Bluder, Mark.
Yeah, she hasn't lost her enthusiasm after that heartbreaking loss to Ohio State, and she's absolutely right. The Hawkeyes had that pretty much in the bag, but you never sleep on the 15th-ranked team in the country, and things just didn't go their way. the Hawkeyes' way at the end. Caitlin Clark got off a three-point attempt, at which hit the front iron, but it wasn't the best of shots that I know she or Lisa would want at the end, but it was a really entertaining game.
It was. It was. Iowa falling in that one, in the long winning streak comes to a end as far as that is concerned. Couple of news and notes from the world of the National Football League not associated with the playoffs. Another team has filled their coaching vacancy. Adam Schefter with ESPN has announced on Twitter that the Atlanta Falcons have decided upon former Titan offensive coordinator Arthur Smith to become their new football coach. And the Jets with the 49er assistant yesterday being announced as their brand new coach. Detroit still looking in the market, and they had Matt Campbell in mind, but I'm not sure. There are reports that Matt Campbell did talk to him, or at least I'm not sure if interviewed, but at least talked to the Detroit Lions. He's going to stay in Ames. There's no doubt about that. But two of the vacancies have been filled, and Chris Emma, friend of the station from Chicago, reporting that Mario Evans Jr. has been suspended for the first two games of the 2021 regular season. He violated the NFL policy on performance-enhancing drugs. He had four sacks for your Chicago Bears this past year, but he is an unrestricted free agent, Mark. So he might not be sitting out for the Bears next year in the first two games.
And there's four vacancies remaining in the National Football League. And I know you're not going to like this, but would somebody please hire Eric Bieniemy?
part of me says you're right. I wish somebody would, because Eric's a great guy, a great football coach, and a brilliant mind. But I also selfishly want him to stay in Kansas City.
Of course you do, yeah.
For as long as he chooses to stay in Kansas City. So I'm torn as far as that one is concerned. I'm very torn on that one. But Eric's going to get his shot sooner than later. It may, if it's not this year, it's going to be going into 2022 for sure.
I would hope so, and I think he'd be an upgrade for Detroit. I think he'd be a nice fit with the Chargers. I'm not sure. I think he's on the radar of the Chargers, but
it's going to be tough for Eric to go to the Chargers, though, I think, just because same division, facing the Chiefs twice, facing Andy Reid twice. And maybe I'm way off base. I don't know. But I would think that would be difficult.
Yeah, anytime you go within the division, that presents a different set of challenges, and it's a very good division right now. The Raiders kind of fell off the second part of the season. I think Denver's on the move. So, we'll see if Bieniemy can catch on somewhere.
The Chargers are the team. I mean, they even this year with Anthony Lynn, who I did not think did a bad job. They just got a lot of bad breaks, lost so many close games. The Chargers got some very, very good talent. They also had a couple of guys that were out for the entire season. So do not sleep on the Los Angeles Chargers. And if they get the right man get the right person in there, I should say, they're going to be just fine. I think they're going to be just fine out there. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 319-366-1600, as we've been talking about the playoffs and your thoughts about it. How are the playoffs going to how are they going to play out as far as this weekend is concerned? Mark and I both think that the team that's the underdog that has perhaps the best chance of winning would be the Baltimore Ravens, but that is our opinion. What do you think out there? I got about 5 minutes here at 319-366-1600. By the way, high school basketball tonight, pair of games, pair of good ones coming your way on 107.5 FM. It will be boys basketball as the Prairie Hawks will entertain the Waterloo West Wahawks tonight. 107.5 FM, that will be at 7:15 this evening. 106.3 FM coming up tonight. Real good top 10 battle It'll be 4A top 10 Cedar Rapids Xavier girls at 5A top 10 Iowa City High girls tonight at 7:15. That will be on 106.3 FM coming your way tonight. So a couple really good basketball games to throw your way. When the smoke clears this weekend, I believe you're going to see, I think you're still going to see New Orleans ending up going to Green Bay next week. But I think it might be Baltimore heading to Kansas City. I think I'm going to stick with that.
Well, we'll give you another shot at our poll question. What will the NFC title game feature next week? Packers-Bucks, Rams-Bucks, Packers-Saints, or Rams-Saints? That's at KGYMradio.com. I can't disagree with you. I think that's maybe the most interesting game to me. But all four of these matchups, Saturday and Sunday, have really interesting storylines and possibilities.
Yeah, I would agree. Cyclone Tim, I'm not sure if he's a Bear fan or not, or a Viking fan, but he says as long as the Packers lose, he's fine. LOL. That's what Tim is saying. By the way, speaking of the Cyclones, tomorrow, Iowa State's men's basketball game has been moved to a 12 noon pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off down at Allen Fieldhouse against the Kansas Jayhawks. Things do not get easier for Steve Prohm and company tomorrow. And with that being moved, now it allows us to have the big Iowa State-Baylor women's game tomorrow night for you. And I believe that is a 6:30 pregame with a 7 o'clock tip-off, and I think that's down in Waco. Baylor, Iowa State knocked off previously unbeaten in the Big 12 Oklahoma State, the Cowgirls, the other night. And they will try to do the same to the Baylor Lady Bears coming up tomorrow night. Now, Baylor hasn't played as many games. They've been out with COVID problems over the last couple of weeks, but they are still undefeated, I think 3-0 in Big 12 play and in the top 10 as far as national rankings are concerned. So it'll be a tall task, but Iowa State women have been hitting threes like they've been going out of style lately.
Yeah, I think 16 in its most recent game, 19 before that, shooting very, very well. And it's not just Ashley Jones, a terrific player for Iowa State, but other players on that basketball team, they can really shoot the basketball, and probably will have to do much of the same against Baylor.
Yeah, Donarski has been terrific, and the freshmen are starting to pick it up as far as the Cyclone women are concerned. And we'll see. That'll be a good game against Baylor. But we've got the NFL playoffs tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock, 107.5, 106.3 FM, and then Sunday afternoon. And all four of our frequencies, I think it's at 1:30. It will be the Chiefs and the Browns, followed by the over 40 quarterback battle, Brady Breeze 3. And the Saints have won the first two. So we'll see. It's hard to beat a team three times in a year. But I think the Saints can do it with that defense. We'll see. We'll see.
Yep, let's get it started tonight with a little Iowa wrestling and some primetime golf, Scott. How about that?
Not too
bad.
You're
going to be at a game.
Be at a game, but we'll get some wrestling right after that. And I got the old I've got it recording as well. So we'll get that taken care of. All right, Mark, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday at 3.
Sounds good, Scott. We'll talk to you then, and everybody enjoy the games.
Yep, enjoy the games. Have a very safe and fun weekend. Michael Oss will join us and break everything down coming up on Monday. The Iowa men, of course, keep in mind, they head off to Evanston to take on Northwestern Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
You may not have been crowned the champion in your traditional fantasy football league, but DraftKings is here to help you make it rain. DraftKings is America's leading daily fantasy app, paying out over 7.